The contractions came too fast and too hard. Lien Hua collapsed to the cement floor. A co-worker was there at once.
It is your time?
Yes.
Let me run and get gone.
And she was off at once. That bit of help was when things went bad for Lotus Flower. Her supervisor noted one running employee and then turned to see another prostrate one. He walked over and stood there. Lien Hua's face contorted and her breathing changed to a rapid pant. Oh, he realized. That's it. Then he realized this was not an authorized pregnancy. Lien Hua had broken the rules, and that could reflect badly on him.
What is happening here? He asked her.
But Yang Lien Hua was in no shape to reply. Then she heard running feet again and looked to see Kon approaching, but the supervisor intercepted him.
What goes on here? Your woman makes a baby here, an unauthorized baby? Juhai, he added. Bitch.
Kon struck out with his fist.
Book guy!
Literally fall down in the street, but in context, get the fuck out of my way. He lifted Lien Hua and supported her to where their bicycles were parked. The two of them were spotted by a factory security guard who drove about in his three-wheel motorized cart.
Stop, he called. What goes on here?
Kon turned.
My wife is hurt, Kon said.
He knew this guard. His name was Zhao Jingjin, and he seemed a decent enough chap.
I'm trying to get her home.
Where do you live, comrade?
Great Long March Apartments. Can you help us?
Load her on the back.
Thank you, comrade.
And Kon set her on the deck behind the driver's compartment. Zhao, having taken one leap of initiative, decided that maybe he ought to take another. The path to Great Long March Apartments led past the Long Fu Hospital. Yes, Zhao decided, he had to do it. He turned the steering tiller. It took Kon a few seconds to realize that they'd stopped. The hospital workers had an unaccustomed sense of industry, and a wheeled gurney emerged from the door with two men in attendance. Yang Kon tried to object, but he was merely pushed aside as Lien Hua was loaded on the gurney and wheeled inside. He rushed in, only to be intercepted by a pair of clerks asking for the information to fill out their admitting forms. In the emergency room, it was obvious that Yang Lien Hua was in labor. The physician, a woman, beckoned to the orderlies and told them where to move the patient.
Comrade Yang, a clerk said, your wife is being taken upstairs to obstetrics. But we have no record of your wife's pregnancy. I must now make a telephone call.
It was the way the last statement was delivered that frightened Kon. Ah, yes, I have to see that the trash is removed properly. Ah, yes, I'll call upstairs so that they'll know to kill the baby when it crowns. Upstairs, Lien Hua could see the difference in their eyes. When Zhu Long had been on his way, there'd been joy and anticipation in the eyes of the nurses who oversaw her labor. But not this time. Not now. Now they withdrew, desiring not to hear the sounds of a mother struggling to bring forth death in a small package. On the first floor, it was equally plain to Yang Kon. His hands shook at his sides, his eyes strained, staring at the room's wall.
Something. There had to be something.
There was a pay telephone, and he did have the proper coins. And so Yang Kon lifted the receiver and dialed the number.
I'll get it, Reverend Yu said.
When the minister returned to the sitting room, his face told the tale. What is amiss? Shepka asked in his perfect Mandarin. Perhaps this was not something for the American reporters.
One of my congregation. She is in labor. But her pregnancy is unauthorized, and her husband fears the hospital will try to kill it. I must go to help.
Dimilo stood. Fa'an, may we come with you and assist? Perhaps our diplomatic status will have practical value.
Yes, a fine idea. Renato, I cannot allow this child to die.
What's happening? Wise asked, surprised by the sudden shifts in language. A member of Yu's congregation is in the hospital. She needs him, and we will go with our friend. Dimilo said. Can we help? Want us to run you over?
That is very kind, yes.
Long Fu Hospital turned out to be less than 2 miles away. Like most reporters, the CNN team came in the front door in the manner of a police SWAT team. The cameraman's tool was up on his shoulder with the sound man beside him, Barry Wise and the producer trailing.
Reverend Yu, Yang Kong called, almost running to where they were.
While Yu spoke with Yang, DeMilo walked over to Barry Wise.
You are right to observe that relations between the Catholics and the Baptists are not always as friendly as they ought to be, but on this issue we stand as one. Upstairs, the officials of this government wish to kill a baby. Yu wants to save that child. Franz and I will try to help.
This could get messy, sir. The security personnel in this country can play rough. The cardinal transformed before the American's eyes. The genial smile and gentle disposition evaporated. Now he looked more like a general on a battlefield.
The life of an innocent child is at risk, Signore Wise.
The cardinal walked back to his Chinese colleague.
Get that? Wise asked his cameraman, Pete Nichols.
Fucking A, Barry. Yang pointed. The CNN crew followed the others into the stairwell and headed up to the second floor.